Thank you for joining us today. I want to personally invite you to join us live online every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. All you need to do is go to christnation.tv. That's christnation.tv and select the Watch Live tab. And you can join the church service. We host church services every Sunday morning, 10 a.m. right here in Schaumburg, Illinois. I'm so glad you tuned in, because today we are in part two in a conversation that I'm having with a very good friend of mine, Sid Shaw. Sid, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
This is part two. So if anybody missed part one of his testimony, I really want to encourage you to go to christnation.tv. That's our website, christnation.tv. Select the Radio Church tab, and you'll be able to find the archives there. And I would love for you to hear the first part of Sid's testimony, because this is something that could only be God to change a life like he has changed Sid's life. Sid comes from a Eastern religion called Jainism. And Sid, why don't you explain to us in short what Jainism is? So what do they believe?
Jainism believes that you should not harm any living creature. Mm-hmm. That's their main principle. They don't believe that a God created a universe, but that the universe just existed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so basically, salvation comes through doing good things, but they just focus on karma, right?
Correct. They focus on karma, okay. And they also believe in reincarnation.
Reincarnation, so they come back as a better, you know, a better
Correct.
Version of whatever, based on how good they have been. And this is so very, very opposite to Christianity, you know, as to the belief that we are right with God, not because of everything we have done and we were able to accomplish, but because of what Christ has accomplished for us.
Mm-hmm.
And so what was it like being raised as a Jain? What was the experience like?
You know, so my dad was raised in a Jain family, but he really never practiced religion. My mom converted to Jainism when she married my father, and we would go to the temple sometimes. I really didn't understand Jainism, nor did I pay much attention while I was at the temple.
Yeah, but you knew you were Jain, and that was basically that you were okay with that.
Yeah,
and you told me about eighth grade. You had this friend that his parents were missionaries, and he told you about the Lord.
Exactly.
And this is in eighth grade.
This is in eighth grade. So I met this fellow in eighth grade. Mm-hmm. And he was a Christian, mm-hmm. and he would invite me to church. I think at the time he was going to Bethel Baptist Church, mm-hmm. and he invited me to Sunday school one day. And he goes, if you go to Sunday school, if you participate, you're able to go to Great America. I'm like, hey, whatever,
like, hey, you know,
whatever I need to do to go to Great America.
Yeah. Yeah, so hey, I'll give my life to the Lord. I'll get baptized. You know, when do we go? So, just in a nutshell, for those who are listening for the first time, Sid, what made you decide to become a Christian? How did this happen? In a nutshell, you were with this friend of yours, right?
Yeah, I was with my friend. I've known him for most of my life. I even know him now. And from early on till I'd say about 35, I was just out doing the wrong things.
Mm-hmm.
I was partying, I was gambling, I was drinking, I got into drugs, and I just came to the end of myself. Mm-hmm. And I remember in 2012, I was in Las Vegas, and I felt so lonely, I felt so depressed, and I felt like my life was a mess, and I needed a change. And I had a heart-to-heart with this friend, and I told him exactly how I was feeling.
In the casino.
And he's like, he felt that I needed God in my life. And so I remember walking the casino floors, calling out to God, any God, to reveal himself to me. So I was in really rough shape. Mm-hmm. And when we left Las Vegas, there's a woman sitting next to my friend on an airplane.
This friend that told you needed God when you all needed God.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. Mm-hmm. And she started just talking to him about how God changed her life, and how she used to party and do drugs, and she handed him a card and invited him to church. And that friend turned to me, and he gave me that card, and he's like, hey, this is what you've been looking for. So it didn't take long for me to realize that, you know, the emptiness that I was feeling was by all the bad things that I was doing in life. Mm-hmm. So as when I landed, I decided to look up that church, and I started going to service. Mm-hmm. So I'd attend that church for a few weeks. I still haven't accepted Christ. But on the third or the fourth week, I know I needed God in my life. And what I was hearing was God touching me. There was a tugging going on in my heart. And I decided to accept Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. And all the emptiness that I was feeling up until then was gone. Mm-hmm. It just completely left.
That's fantastic. That's such a miracle story of how you walk in the casino of floors as a Jane, calling out to God, and then your friend who is there with you tells you you needed God. A lady gives you guys a little, business card size invitation to a church, and that was the beginning of great things for you. So what changed after you decided to become a Christian?
At first, not much. I kept doing the same things I was doing before I became a Christian, except now I knew it was wrong, and I felt convicted for it. I would still get drunk, but the next day I would feel so guilty, and I would cry out to God for help. I knew then I couldn't do it without Him. Even though I kept screwing up, I kept going back to God, asking for forgiveness and trying to do better. Mm-hmm. Eventually, I started getting better at making godly choices. I was reading the Word more, spending less time with the people that could tempt me to make bad decisions. And the more I read the Bible, I started to feel this peace and inner joy that I've never felt in my life. And over time, I started to commit more of myself to God's mission. I started serving as an usher, then as a teacher in children's ministry, and now I'm on the board of directors here at Christ Nation.
Yeah. Well, what a road you've traveled.
Yeah, it's been long road.
It's such a privilege for us to have you, so vested into the congregation here at Christ Nation and even here at Radio Church. And to see how far God has taken you and how God is working in you, and not just in you, but also through you, doing great things, serving, like you mentioned, on the board of directors at Christ Nation, the church, and also in the children's ministry. You also serve, of course, as an usher, and then you're also part of a partner here at Radio Church. But let me ask you, what would you say to someone that is struggling in coming to the Lord?
Well, one of my favorite verses is Proverbs 3:5-6. It's trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not depend on your own understanding. Seek His will in all you do, and He will show you which path to take. I mean, I spent so many years doing things my way, and it never worked. I'm a stubborn person, and sometimes it took me falling down over and over again until I was able to do things the right way. And my life did not get better until I humbled myself before God. Wow. And that reminds me of Vegas. I mean, I cried out to God, my God, help me.
Yeah, I mean, there's a saying, if you will not humble yourself, those who will not humble themselves will be humiliated. And it's almost like us coming to the end of ourselves because of sin. To me, it's such a revelation in your life how sin was the thing that brought you to that place that said, Sid, this is a humbling experience. Going your own way, trusting in yourself, like you said.
Mm-hmm. And the feeling that I get from having a relationship with God is better than any feeling that I ever got from doing things my way. So I would tell anyone that is working at living a godly life is to keep faith and hope, because the rewards are so worth it. Mm.
Would you say that the big difference between Jainism and Christianity, of course, Jainism believes in reincarnation and all those kind of things, but Christianity and Jainism, the fundamental difference is, of course, in Jainism, you put your faith and trust in yourself to do enough good in order to come back privileged.
Exactly.
not as a rat, but as a king instead, or something, but in Christianity, it's an admission of not being able to put trust in self, saying, I cannot trust myself, I cannot have faith in self, but putting it in Christ alone.
Yeah, absolutely. I learned the hard way. Mm. I practiced Jainism because I was raised in that family. In my 30s, I found out you're never going to be good enough.
Yeah.
You can't do good works.
Yeah, it's how long are you going to lie to yourself thinking exactly. that you are good enough?
Yeah, it's the grace of God that saves you.
Yeah. Well, Sid, God is doing a fantastic work in your life. The work that he has started, he promised that he will finish. And he's working in us all the while to will and to do his good pleasure. Sid, thank you so much for joining us.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me again.
Thank you for joining us today for a message from Pastor Jacques Jacobs with Christ Nation Church in Schaumburg, Illinois. Christ Nation is a friendly, life-giving church dedicated to serving the Lord by serving His people in the surrounding area and beyond, believers and unbelievers alike. Join us every Sunday at 10 a.m. or watch online by going to ChristNation.tv and selecting the Watch Live tab. For more information about Christ Nation Church or to download the podcast of all Pastor Jacques' sermons, visit ChristNation.tv. That's ChristNation.tv. This program is made possible by our radio church partners.
Christ Nation Radio Church is listener supported. If you have been blessed by this program and would like to invest in our mission here at Christ Nation Radio, then please consider becoming a monthly partner or make a one-time donation by going to our website at ChristNation.tv and then select the giving button. That is ChristNation.tv. With your support, we hope to continue and expand our mission of reaching hearts with the hope of God's Word. Just go to ChristNation.tv.